/value.
Afternoons at 3.
U.S. employment gains were overstated by 82,000 jobs a month.
Sean Hannity.
A clear sign that the labor market was not nearly as strong as previous reports had suggested.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Attitude of gratitude. Dodged a bullet, my friends. It is 9:19. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. Yeah, you got to keep track of the days because, you know, there's a big hurricane coming. And then it just it's the we refer to as the turtle race, you know. We watch it. It's a turtle. Then all of a sudden, bam. Here it is, and here it was, and here it came, Siesta Key. Probably fortunate as far as, my loss of life and surge and stuff, that it didn't hit closer or directly on Tampa Bay. Not that I wish any harm to the folks in Sarasota or Siesta Key, but this thing came ashore, and it was still 120-mile-an-hour winds. Then it left Florida on the other side, still with 85-mile-an-hour winds. So, yeah. And it was the tornadoes that turned out to really be one of the more deadly aspects of this storm. More tornadoes than I can ever remember being associated with a hurricane. 36 reports by some standards. Some saying, you know, they got over 100 calls. We know where some of them hit.
Yeah, 19 specific tornadoes that we know of.
Yeah, so definitely loss of life. And, our hearts go out to people that are dealing in a more direct way with this whole storm. And even people who've, have lost their power. That does... that's not fun to deal with, but we've got folks that are working hard on that. And as we speak, sitting here with us right now, we've got the GRU CEO, Ed Belarski. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks for asking me. I really appreciate trying to be here to educate the folks on what GRU is going through and what the future holds.
Boy, a lot better today than right after Helene, am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we prepared as though we were going to have another Helene. We brought in crews from Lubbock, Texas. We brought in crews from the Riviera. Oh, not...
The Redneck Riviera.
Yeah, Alabama. We had, 30 mutual aid crews hunkered down last night. We fed them. Put them in their hotel rooms, ready to go first thing in the morning. And we had 50 tree crews as far away as New York. So we were ready for most anything. We also had crews through the night.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. You were able to deploy some of the workers because we never did get those, the tropical storm level winds in the area. That's where you always have to say time out, right, for their own safety.
Right. Yeah, we actually had gusts as high as 44 miles per hour. And, it's a weird thing that happens. You get the gust and then you calm down to 28 or 20 miles an hour. So you get that rocking motion with it changes the root structure of the trees. And sometimes that's worse than having a straight 50 mile an hour wind. It just bends it a little bit.
Almost like the old, wooden post in the ground. You move it, work it back and forth enough, you can pull the thing out of there.
It's amazing when you get into these things, the practical applications of this stuff. And you're right. I mean, and then the trees were broken, and a lot of cases didn't necessarily fall in Helene. So we're out there walking the lines right now, making sure we don't have those things. And of course, we are in Briarwood because every storm, Briarwood loses some of its power.
A lot of trees in there, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Coming in, I saw some crews there. I stopped, and it was nice. A lady applauded them when they came in. They said, oh, my goodness, and they got a little applause. And, they saw in the back lot, which is where we have our problems, the back lots, where the trees just intersect with the lines, and there was a branch. And it was kind of an easy fix.
And but you have been outspoken about this in the past, in Helene, and are you going to once again push for a greater ability and leeway to clear these power lines, to clear those areas of the impediment of trees? Because I mean, in other areas, you see where they the power lines kind of take precedent. Now, I'm not a tree killer. But you know, there's some common sense, logical things that I think need to be done. Do you feel like you're going to get some movement in that area?
Yeah, unfortunately, with those decisions, a lot of this is on private property. So you got to get, owner's permission. And a lot of folks may be along a main thoroughfare, and they have an area that will impact people further down the line, but they don't want their trees cut. We ask. They can't do it. Well, when they expanded some of the roadways, we didn't expand the easements.
Oh, so it kind of ate into the easement a little bit. So you even less room to work with.
Yeah, you see it on 39th, see it on 23rd. You see those trees that are growing right through into the lines, and it's on private property, and there's not much we can do in those situations. But we're going to try. Well, look, we increased the tree trimming budget by 33% from 2022 to this budget year. We're doing a lot of work. We also increased the budget in energy delivery, contrary to what's being said by folks out there. We increased the budget this past year by 7.5%, while at the same time strategically cutting $12 million of money from other areas that weren't essential to those kinds of operations. So we were in full preparedness.
Not to bring up bad memories, but I have to. They sold us the idea of that, and I didn't accept it, but the idea was sold for a biomass plant. It was post-hurricane when we had like four roll through here. Like, we could be using all of those scraps, all those leftovers. They wouldn't go to a waste. They'd be recycled from the at the biomass plant. Tell me, am I wrong or am I right? None of that kind of stuff ever gets used at the biomass plant.
You know, some of the big trees, that get cut down, that get sent to some of these suppliers can be. But for the most part, we need a constant supply of this. Mm-hmm. And we have another management company that actually goes out and gets contracts with suppliers. So we'll work actually with state parks where they thin the herd, if you will, mm-hmm. on some of the trees in those areas. We work with byproducts of the lumber industry. But in terms of these tree branches and the mixture of things that go into it when they bring it to their marshalling yard, it's not conducive to being chipped, shredded, and sent in as a fuel stock. So that's a long answer to say, yeah, we don't use it the way they promoted it to be.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we do use it, though. The biomass plant is utilized, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It's actually on its 10-year outage. The turbine is being inspected. It's what we do. It is operating. It serves us well. It gives us diversity of fuel. It certainly wouldn't have been the type of plant we had built for our usage, but we have it, and so we're going to use it. I heard you talking about the FEMA.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
I did want to mention that, that's something that they're right. FEMA is a payer. And we go through a lot of paperwork. We fill out 214s that, show all the hours that people work.
They make you break it down, and then they can audit you on that, and it's a pain.
Oh, absolutely. So, and then it takes 3 years or so to get that money back. So
3 years?
It will take 3 years to get that money back. So we'll spend probably $3 to $4 million on Helene that we won't get back for 3 or 4 years. Now, the other thing is you have to get over a certain amount of money before they reimburse you. So for this storm, we ratcheted up. We were prepared. We're ready to go. We won't get paid because we probably didn't get the minimum. Because it's $1.2 million if we don't spend that kind of money.
Yeah, you have to exceed that to get into it.
So that's why we have to be judicious on what we prepare for, what we don't, because it's not our money, it's the customer's money.
Right. Well, if it takes 3 years to get paid, I'm sure on the other end, when you pay your taxes, if you wait 2 or 3 years, the federal government would understand, right?
You try to get in trouble.
Yeah, I hope nobody's listening.
Yeah, you don't look good in orange. Just saying. Just telling you.
Just remember, you need to pay your fair share, pal. All right.
That's right.
I will try to do that. Hey, I wanted to also mention that you had Rick Scott on. He was very proactive when he was governor. When I first came on board, he invited all the folks that are running the public power systems in this. He invited them to Tallahassee. We had, a great time talking about what he could do for us.
Wow.
And the current governor's staff called us up on each one of these hurricanes saying, what do you need?
Nice.
And that's why things go so well under this kind of leadership. Ed Bilarski, CEO of GRU, thank you, sir. And keep in touch with us. We still have more to talk about coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending now on The Sky.
Hurricane Helene leaving millions without power.
A 500-mile path of destruction.
The news that's trending.
This storm literally spared no one.
We know how important it is to get the power back on.
The news that's now.
Port workers from Maine to Texas.
Walk off the job.
The White House did not step in.
The news station.
Drug dealers, human traffickers, and murderers. Welcome to America.
I'm a knucklehead at times.
The local coverage you need.
The election coverage you want.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It's time for Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch, Hit, and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
When storms brew,
the eye wall,
batten down the hatches.
Only one station can get you the right information.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Live from the Meldon Law Studio, serving Florida accident victims since 1971.
97.3. Sky, traffic, and weather together.
Well, considering everything, it's actually a pretty good morning because there's not a lot of folks on the road, which is good. Just keep in mind, you may still see some intersections where the traffic signals are not working yet. You may have some unexpected power lines that are going to be a problem. Limbs down, trees down. Now, again, better than 2 weeks ago with Helene in our area, but just keep in mind that a lot of folks still are dealing with that. Perhaps with the evacuees trying to get back home, let them get on the road first today. Let them get a fill up at the gas station. They've got quite a journey to go back to. Who knows what they're going to find. So let's do that and make it a considerate and safe drive this morning.
In the wake of Milton, a few showers and thunderstorms will be possible through the afternoon hours. Winds will remain strong with gusts over 30 miles an hour at times. Highs will reach the mid-70s. Tonight, we're mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower. Winds still out of the north with occasional gusts near 30 miles an hour. Temperatures cooler, lows in the low 60s. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist William Maxim.
It is a cool morning. Enjoy that part of it. Gainesville 65, Ocala 68, the Village is 69. Sky News Time, 9:32.
I'm Patrick Johnson, your top local story. Winds are spread along Florida's east coast as the center of Hurricane Milton pushing through a Category 1 storm at last check. It made landfall last night on the Gulf Coast as a powerful Cat 3 storm, bringing life-threatening storm surge, heavy winds, and rain. The storm has left more than 3 million Florida utility customers without power after coming ashore earlier at Siesta Key, Barrier Island just south of Sarasota. In St. Lucie County, at least two people have died from Milton after tornadoes struck the area.
We've got reports of 17 confirmed tornadoes that just destroyed our community. Now, there's been over 100 residences that are completely destroyed, and we don't even have the hurricane here yet with the sustained winds.
That was Sheriff Keith Pearson confirming there had been multiple fatalities at a senior living community in Fort Pierce. Statewide, 130 tornado warnings went up on Wednesday afternoon. The entire city of Dunellen lost power during the storm. Emergency crews rushing a person to the hospital after a tree fell on their home in Marion County near Rainbow River. Next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news at once on the Odyssey app and News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Sky Business Watch. For Zinnia Wealth Management, committed to your long-term financial goals.